Is being recorded.
Sorry, did I just hear that Gavin was on the line too?
Yep.
Alright, welcome Gavin. Alright, so I'll go through my list one more time here at the end. And if I don't mention you when we do introductions, just feel free to speak up and we'll add you to the list. But welcome everybody to our conference call. It will be our second conference call for the Recreation and Sports Systems Learning Module. And there you'll have one more learning activity due next Wednesday, and then you will finally be complete the first official Recreation North Learning Module, and you'll actually be able to earn a badge. I'm saying you completed that, and that can go towards your certificate in Recreation North Management if you choose to do so later on. So just a bit of an FYI there. But before I get into it, I just wanted to mention a couple quick updates slash reminders, I guess. If anybody has any questions on any of this, when I'm done, I'll open up the floor for any questions, but this is kind of important information, and if you don't feel comfortable asking any questions right now, and would rather just email me or speak on the phone later on one-on-one, that's okay. Just send me an email and we can set that up. But just one reminder, or I guess update, so either tomorrow or Friday, I will be sending out a scavenger hunt for everybody to participate in during the first few weeks of December. So tonight is our last conference call, and then we will be off until January. So we thought it would be fun to do something and organize something for you guys to take part in through the first couple weeks of September. So I put a scavenger hunt together that I'll send out to everybody. But the scavenger hunt will ask you to take pictures with a variety of different places and people around your community. It's really just meant to be fun, to kind of get to know who you are and get to know your communities a little bit better and to see your communities. So I'll send this out to everybody before the end of the week. If anybody wants to get a head start on it, feel free. You're more than welcome to do it, but this won't be due until December 16th, so you'll have probably 3 to 4 weeks to work on this. And everybody who does participate and sends an entry in for the scavenger hunt, you'll be entered into a draw for more Youth Ambassador swag. So yeah, just something fun that we want to do for you guys. Really just some things off the top of my head. That the scavenger hunt will ask you to do is like take a picture with your community mentor, take a picture with your local recreation director, take a picture at your school, take a picture at your community center or hockey rink, and there's a few other ones too, so it's just meant to be fun. And if you can't find everything on the list, that's okay. We just want everybody to kind of get out there and have fun with it. So just look for that to be sent out before the end of the week. And like I said, you can start on that whenever you can. And once you're done with all your pictures, just feel free to send them to me, and I'll know that you have completed that. So that's one update. Another update, I sent out some selection criteria for the in-person Youth Ambassador Summit that we will be planning. So that summit, we are looking, dates are still tentative, because they might change due to the Chief Public Health Officer's orders, and just with COVID. But we are planning an in-person summit that we had mentioned before here in Iqaluit, from February 16th to 20th. So I did send an email out yesterday, about this in the selection criteria. That is involved with you being able to fly to Iqaluit and take part in that summit. So if you didn't see that email, I would encourage you to take a look and see what the selection is. The selection criteria is based off the work that you have done so far in the program. So it will be based off of what you have completed so far with this module and half of the first module that we did. I will say that if you are missing any learning activities, I would encourage you to get those submitted ASAP because you will need to have them all completed to attend the conference. So you will have until November 30th to get everything done, get caught up, get all your RLAs in. And then once November 30th comes and that deadline comes, I will contact everybody who meets the criteria to be selected. And then we will get you to fill out registration forms and go on from there. So I'm not going to go through the selection criteria right now just because it might take a long time. But if anybody wants to speak with that, offline or through email or another time or have any questions after the call, we can stay on and answer that if you'd rather one-on-one. I guess I'll stop there to see if anybody has any questions really about the summit selection, and what that all entails and maybe the summit itself. I'll try to answer a couple quick questions before we get into it. All right, hearing none, I will move on to the next part. But I will send the selection criteria out again with the scavenger hunt that I send out before the end of the week, just so everybody has that again. I guess the big thing is if you are missing any RLAs at the moment, please get those submitted ASAP, even if they're past due. We can still work with you to get those completed, but that will be the biggest thing to be chosen to come to the summit. And I know, Mitchell, you're the only mentor on the call, so I'm not sure if you had a chance to read the email that I sent out on Tuesday, but did you have any questions regarding any of that information regarding, like, being a chaperone or anything?
No, I read the email. I just actually emailed the NTA, and we have a professional development that week to see if that would count.
Okay, good luck with you. I'll be listening.
Okay, no, that sounds good. And if you do, Mitchell, just feel free to reach out, like I said. I won't go through everything just for the sake of time. That's actually a pretty good idea, and I hope that that works. But if you have any questions, even about that or the boys do later on, just feel free to reach out. But is there any other mentors on the call maybe that I might have missed that might have any questions about that?
Hi, Corey. I'm on the call. It's Lauren. I don't have any questions, but I just want to let you know that I'm on the call and that anytime Giselle's on the call, I'm usually right next to her.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. And just the same thing, Lauren, if you have any questions about that or anything like that, just feel free to reach out, or even if Giselle or anybody else has any questions, just feel free to reach out. And I'm happy to answer any of your questions about that. I know it might have been a lot of information coming at you, so I'm happy to just talk one-on-one and decipher that for you if you need be. So having said that, we will hop into the call. So again, just bear with me with this, but I'm hoping we can get through it and still get you out here relatively close to 7 o'clock. So welcome to RS101, which stands for Recreation and Sports Systems. Today we will begin with introductions and talk a little bit more about the recreation and sports system, and then talk about next week's required activity. So I know most of you, or some of you, have seen it already because I know you replied, but last week Grace had posted in the RLA and asked what other people do in their communities to stay active. So like I said, a few of you replied with what activities like exercise class, volleyball, skating, running, chores, dance, soccer, basketball, etc. That you do. But we're going to take some time to introduce everybody, and when, so I'll go through the order that we will go or through here in a second, like an imaginary circle like Caroline does, But when I come to you, feel free to just introduce yourself, and if you can tell us your favorite way to be active in the winter and in the summer. So I'll start. I'll send it over to Megan. And if Megan, if you want to tell us your favorite activities in winter and summer, we'll do that. And then we'll go Raymond, Gavin, Chad, Ivan, Manu, Andy, Cassidy, Giselle, and Grace. So that's the order we'll go in. And if you really don't want to say anything or can't think of anything, feel free to say pass. But yeah, just tell us your two favorite things or your favorite way to be physically active in the summer and in the winter. So I'll start. And again, my name's Corey, and I live in Iqaluit. In the summer, my favorite way to be physically active when I'm able to is playing golf, but if I'm not, it's playing softball here, and my favorite way to be physically active in the winter is playing hockey. So Megan, I'll pass it over to you for that, and then we'll start with our circle.
Yeah, hi, I'm Megan Hashi. I'm from Baker Lake. My favorite way to be active in the summer is probably going to the basketball court. And then in the winter, I really enjoy sliding, tobogganing, so I'm really excited for that.
Perfect. Thanks for that, Megan. So Raymond, we'll start with you. If you want to introduce yourself, and just tell us your favorite way to be physically active in the summer and in the winter.
My name is Raymond from Big Lake, and during the summer, my favorite way to be active is going to the turf, playing soccer, and in the winter, basically the same thing, but at the gym, at the high school.
Great, thanks for that, Raymond. So next up we have Gavin. Gavin, did you want to introduce yourself and tell us your favorite way to be physically active in the summer and in the winter?
Hi, my name is Gavin, and my favorite way to stay active during the summer is to go swimming in the lakes in town, and around the evening I like to go walk around with my friends around the town.
Perfect. Thanks, Gavin. Next up, we'll go over to you, Chad. Chad, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us your favorite way to be physically active in the summer and winter?
Hi, my name is Chad, and things I like to do to stay physically active in the summer is play basketball, and during the winter, I like to skate.
Perfect. Did you say you like to date?
Skate.
Oh, skate. Okay. Okay. That definitely makes more sense. Thanks, Chad. Next up, we got Ivan. Ivan, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us your favorite way to be physically active in the summer and winter?
Yeah, my name is Ivan. My favorite way to stay physical in the summer is by going camping and doing stuff I love. And then in the winter, my favorite physical way to stay physical is by doing hockey and more sports.
Thanks. Next up, we got Manu. Manu, do you want to introduce yourself and your favorite way to be physically active in the summer and winter?
I'm Manu, and the way I stay active in the summer is by helping others with heavy objects to carry to places, and in the winter I like to shovel the snow to be active and have something to do.
Perfect. Thanks, Manu. Andy, do you want to introduce yourself and your favorite way to be physically active in the summer and winter?
My favorite thing to do in summer is to go drinking with my uncle. And winter time, I like to go. I mean, I like to play pond hockey with my friends.
Great. Thanks, Andy. Next, we have Chastity. Chastity, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us your favorite way to be physically active in the summer and winter?
Hi, sure. Hi, everyone. My name's Chastity St. John, and I'm from Alphabet. I like to stay active during during summertime, I jog to stay active, and during winter, I participate in the wrestling club and volleyball.
Perfect. Thanks, Chastity. And so next we have Giselle. Giselle, did you want to introduce yourself and tell us your favorite way to be physically active in the summer and winter?
Hi, my name is Giselle Kamokok. I'm from Brookhaven. And I stay active in the winter. I keep busy in the gym, playing sports, and in the summer I go for walks, go swimming, and go to the ball court.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Giselle. And last but not least, we have Grace. So, Grace, did you want to introduce yourself and tell us your favorite ways to be physically active in the summer and winter?
Hi, my name is Grace Simone. I'm from Pond Inlet. My favorite way to be active in the summer is going for walks with my dogs and going fishing with my grandma. And during the winter, I like to go play volleyball at the gym.
Great. Thanks for that, Grace. So was there anybody whose name I didn't call during the introductions that I might have missed? All right, great. So we will get into it now. Over the past 2 weeks, and if anybody, I guess, has a computer in front of them, if you want to open up the slideshow for this, or I guess the presentation or PowerPoint presentation for this learning module, feel free. It might be a little bit easier to follow along. If you don't, that's okay, but just thought I'd mention it. So over the past 2 weeks, you've learned that recreation and sports systems made up of a whole bunch of parts. Parts that when coordinated make the system work much better. Some of the parts we talked about on our last call were facilities, transportation, funding, volunteers, youth centers, and much more. Another way to look at recreation and sports systems is to think of it as having three levels and three sections. So if anybody has a computer in front of them and you have the slideshow, if you do take a look at slide 16, you will see the levels represented by colored rings that I'm mentioning. So what this tells you is that recreation takes place in communities. So this happens in your arenas, in your schools, in your community centers, even just general recreation like people out walking or picking berries or out snowshoeing. Sports take place territorially. So when you participate in a competition with another team from a different community, like territorials, or even if you just travel to another community to play a different team, that sport is taking place on a territorial level. And also sport takes place nationally as well. So this takes place in games or major games such as North American Indigenous Games, or even internationally, such as the Arctic Winter Games. So as you see, there's three different levels that there are there, and they're represented by the rings in the slide, or in the slide, that's in the slideshow. So there's, like I said, there's three different ones. Takes place in communities. So there's a community level, there's a territorial level, and then there's the national / international, or there's a national level, and there's even another one / international, that you could even add the fourth ring if you wanted to. But as well, our sport and recreation system has different sectors as well. So think of these as like pieces of pie. So if you can imagine the whole recreation system being a piece of a pie, and it's divided into four different sections, imagine that the sector, again, has four different pieces of pie, to the whole recreation and sports system. So usually, typically in most things you'll see there's only three sectors listed, but Caroline has added a fourth. As well. So these sectors are public, private, nonprofit, and community sector. So there's four different types of sectors in the recreation and sports systems. They're public, private, nonprofit, and community. So for example, our department, which would be the Government of Nunavut Sport and Recreation Division, we would be an example of the public sector at the territorial level. So you see that there is a sector to that, and what sector we belong to, and then at what level we coordinate most of our work at. So I have a few examples that I'm going to. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I keep pressing the link and the Safari doesn't work, so I can't see the slides.
Okay, no worries. I'm not sure what I can do, just because I don't have much access to that right now. I do apologize. Is that Chastity?
Yeah, I pressed it. Five times now, and it keeps crashing.
Yeah, no, sorry about that. Sometimes there's trouble with Safari, and I do apologize for that. I'm not sure what to do because I don't have much access or knowledge to Moodle or that. What I can do after the call, if you want, is send you the PowerPoint directly through email. If that helps, then you might be able to open it through your email if that helps.
Yep, thank you.
Corey, me and Gavin are
having
a... Okay,
no worries. Did you say Gavin and Chad, are you having the same problem?
Yes.
Okay, I'll email you that PowerPoint after this as well, okay?
Yep.
Just so you guys have an idea of what I'm talking about, it's okay just for the sake of now. If you guys want to, I'll send that along, and if you guys go through that later on, if you want to, feel free so you guys have that. But like I said, so we'll hop into it. Does anybody else have anything else before I get into it? Was it working for anybody else, or did I need to add anybody else to that list?
It's working okay for Giselle and I just wanted to point out, if you guys have access to Google Chrome, we opened it up through Google Chrome and had no problem accessing the PowerPoint slides. So maybe try a different browser.
I don't think I have it.
Oh, we don't have it? Yep. Okay. Shoot, never mind. Then, Corey, your solution is better.
No, that's okay. I appreciate it. But if you do have another browser even, feel free to try it on that. But if not, don't worry. I will send it out by email. But thanks for that suggestion. I appreciate it. Sorry?
Sorry. If we're using a different browser, what are we searching?
So just copy and paste that link in that's in the chat, or that's in Moodle. Just copy and paste that into Google Chrome or whatever other browser you're using.
All right.
All right. So like I said, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I have 6 different types of organizations. Not all of them are sport and recreation, but majority of them are. So I'm going to read them out, and if anybody wants to speak up and take a crack at what sector they would be, and then what level it would be at, feel free. So I will read off the first one, and then I'll read off the different sectors and the different levels again, so just to refresh your memory. And if anybody wants to speak up and take a crack at it, feel free. If you're not, that's okay. I'll go through them later, or I'll go through them. But, if you want to take a crack at it, feel free. Don't be scared to be wrong. We encourage you to participate. So, again, there's 3 different levels. So the levels are community level, territorial level, and national level. And then there are 3 different sectors, or I guess 4 different sectors, public, private, nonprofit, and community sector. So I'm going to read off examples, and what I want you to do is tell me whether or not it takes place at the community level, territorial level, or national level, and what sector it takes place in. So whether it's private, public, nonprofit, or community sector. And if you don't know, it's okay. If you only know one of them, feel free to blurt that out too. But we'll start. So what sector and what territorial level would your municipal recreation department be? Does anybody know?
Can you please say that again?
Yep. So what sector, and sector I mean public, private, nonprofit, or community, and what level? So it can be territorial, community, or national. So what sector and territorial level would your municipal recreation department be? So your municipal recreation department would be whoever does recreation for your hamlet.
Municipal.
Yep, so that would be close. So municipal, I would say that would go community level, correct? Is that what you meant?
Public?
Yes.
And who just spoke up about the second one?
Chastity.
Chastity, yeah, you're absolutely correct. So your recreation department in your hamlet, that would be in the public sector. And it would happen at the community level. So very good. So next one, this isn't a sport and recreation sector, but it is about Canada North. So what sector do you think Canada North is from, and what level does Canada North take part in?
It's a national program or whatever.
Yep, that's correct. And does anybody know what sector that would be from?
I already forget what the sectors are.
Sectors would be public, private, nonprofit, and community.
And private business.
Yes, very good. Very good. So, yes, it is private, and it happens at a national level. Good job. You guys are getting the hang of this. The next one is Volleyball Nunavut. So do we think that is from the public, private, nonprofit, or community sector, community group sector? What sector do we think that one's from?
I think it's private.
No, it wouldn't be private.
It's nonprofit.
So just hold on. Just hold on 1 second. So it wouldn't be private. In Chastity, I'll just explain why, because private would be more or less like something like Canada North, who is in business to make money, if that makes sense.
Okay, my thought was private because not a lot of people, I mean, just a few are chosen to be a part of the team.
Yeah, but we're talking about, I guess, the organization in general. So the whole volleyball Nunavut organization, so they oversee, I guess, all the volleyball activities that would happen at a territorial level.
Yep, that makes sense.
Does anybody else want to take a try at what sector that might be?
Nonprofit. Special Olympic Canada Experiences Canada Project North and Sports for Us.
Very good. Very good. Yes, it would be nonprofit. So a nonprofit group is any group that is there not that performs services, but that does not make any profit off it. So they make money, or I mean, they put on services, but they do not take in any income. So good job with that. Next one would be Baker Lake Youth Athletic Association. So do we know what sector that would be from and what level that would happen at?
Public and community.
So community is correct. For the sector, you could probably go with two different, this would fit in with two different ones here. Public, not so much because they don't serve the entire public. They only do one certain thing. So, public really is just government. If you want to picture that. So any government would fit into the public sector. Baker Lake Youth Association, I think would fit either under nonprofit, because again, they do services, and don't generate a revenue, or they could fit also underneath the community sector, community group sector. Does that make sense?
Yep, this game is a lot harder than I thought it would be.
That's okay. I'm glad it's making you think. These are easy ones either. This stuff's tough, but you guys are doing a good job, so don't worry about that. If you don't know all of them, that's okay. We weren't expecting you to, but you guys are doing great. I'll go with one more, and then we will move on. So the last one, and I'm not sure if everybody will know what this is, but Sport for Life. So Sport for Life, yeah, I won't give away the answer, but I'll explain what they are at the end if nobody knows what their organization is, so everybody understands. Does anybody want to take a crack at what Sport for Life might be?
National non-profit.
It's non-profit.
Yes, very good. So who, was that Giselle that just said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good, Giselle. And I think he was Ivan Manu or Andy,
right,
when you guys tried that too. But yeah, so that's... Yes, that's very good. So Sport for Life is a national organization, and they perform different services for us, for provincial or territorial governments. They perform services for teams, and they also perform services for local governments too, so like hamlets or municipal governments. And they help us with, so right now we're currently doing a project with Safe Sport, so that includes like how to make safe more sport for everybody who participates. So they kind of help with different things like that. And they perform this service without making a profit, so they would be non-profit. So does everybody kind of, I guess, does anybody have any questions about Sport for Life or why they fit into those two levels or sectors? All right, hearing none, we will finish up with that. So good job, everybody. I think you did really good, and those aren't easy to think about sometimes, so did a really good job, and you can tell you guys did your reading, so props to everybody for that. But by knowing some of the parks in the sport and recreation system, you can access them much easier and use them to strengthen your programs and services in your community. So just for one example there, oftentimes, especially for funding, there is funding if available both at the community level, at the territorial level, and at the national level. So if you are aware of that, you can apply for all three of those and maximize your chances of getting any money. So that's an example of how that can strengthen programs and services in your community. So as you know, it's always important to work together. We can do so much with recreation when we work, or we can do so much more with recreation when we work with others. So if anybody has the slideshow open, slide 19 shows us some of the groups, people, and organizations that recreation leaders or volunteers might work with. So can you tell us about a group or organization that supports recreation in your community, and tell us what this group does and how it benefits your community? So just for the sake of time, I'll just leave this open. So I'll ask this general. I won't go through everybody just for the sake of time, but I'll read the question out again. If you'd like to give us an answer and give a try at it, feel free. But I'll read the question out again, and if you want to take a crack at it, I'll open up the floor to anybody to answer it. So tell us about a group or organization that supports recreation or sport in your community. What does the group do, and how does it benefit your community? So does anybody want to take a chance at commenting on that or answering it?
I do. Cassidy.
Go for it, Cassidy.
There's usually a bank, and every year, it's open to the for the community, and the it benefits us because my baby brother's crying. Someone else could go first.
Okay, we'll come back to you, Cassidy. So does anybody else want to take a crack at that, try to answer it?
Yeah. Nunavut Basketball Association.
Go for it.
They send teachers application for T-shirts for basketball.
Yeah.
3-on-3 basketball T-shirts for our community.
Okay.
We had a tournament last year.
So Nunavut Basketball Association put on a 3-on-3 tournament in King May?
Yes, last year.
Perfect. And yes, that's a perfect example. And how does that benefit your community?
They send t-shirts and basketballs.
Perfect. So they give you supplies, and they also give a program for the community to participate in too, right? That's a perfect example. Thanks for that. Chastity, do you want to take a try again? Or if you're not ready, I can see if anybody else has an answer for that.
Okay, I think I'm good again. Sorry about that.
Yep, go for it. Yep. That's okay.
What was the question again?
So tell us about a group or organization that supports recreation or sport in your community, and tell us what the group does and how it benefits your community.
My first thought was the Sula Rainbow Dance Competition that's usually held every year in the month of December, but this year it's going to be virtual. So, like, all the performers go there and dance. And it's really beneficial for the community because people get to do what they're really passionate about, and there's a cash prize in the end.
Awesome. That sounds great. And that sounds like a really good asset to the community. Thanks for sharing, Cassidy. Does anybody else want to take a crack at that before we move on? All right. Well, that's great. Thanks for sharing both those examples. I think that those are really good examples, and I think when you really think about it, there are a number of different organizations that support recreation and sports in your community. One that I can think of off the top of my head that I volunteer as a part of is the Iqaluit Amateur Hockey Association. So that's our local minor hockey association here in Iqaluit. And what this group does is they put on hockey programs for a variety of different ages. And that benefits our community by giving youth a place to play hockey. So that's just one more example of that. So we'll move on. We're getting near. This would be the last thing, and then we'll finish up. So it's looking like we're pretty much right on time with the hour, which won't be too bad. I can maybe get you out of here before 7 o'clock. So as you know, so now we'll take a few moments for you to choose a part of Nunavut's recreation and sports systems that you will find some information on, and then you'll do your next RLA on by answering a few questions. So I'm going to open up the document and read a list. If one interests you, please speak up and I'll put your name beside it. I do know that Raymond and Rachel have already put their name beside two. So thanks for doing that, Raymond and Rachel. So Raymond, you don't have to worry about shouting out one if you don't want to. But I do have a list. I'll try to go with the first name I hear. If we do have a tie, we'll figure some way out how to choose that or how to break that tie. But I will go through this list. So for next week, so just before I go through the list, for the RLA for next week, so you're going to be asked to gather some information about the organization that you choose. So you can use the internet, phone, email, or talk to a person at the organization, like in person. Then prepare a mini presentation, I guess, just by answering a few questions. So the questions include, like, the organization's name, their location, their contact information, and their mandate or mission. The type of organization that it is, so whether it's public, private, or nonprofit, and who it serves. So if it's the community level or local or community level, regional level, territorial, or northern level. If you can find information about the organization's program, services, and resource related to sport and recreation, find out the ways in which the organization makes Nunavut sport and recreation system stronger, and then show us any references or show any references where you might have got the information. So if you got it from their website, you can just include their website saying, I got the information from the website. If you called somebody or sent an email, just tell us that you sent an email to so-and-so asking these questions and they responded to you. But all this RLA is all on Moodle. But before I go through the list, does anybody have any questions on that? All right, so I'm going to go through the list, and if you want, or if you hear one that you want to do an interview or find more information for your mini presentation, just don't hesitate to yell out, and I'll just confirm whose name it is. So the first one is the Anarayak Ski and Adventure Club here in Iqaluit. So is there anybody who would be interested in doing the ski and adventure club here in Iqaluit? All right, moving on. Next one is the Arctic Inspiration Prize. Was there anybody that has any interest in gathering some information about the Arctic Inspiration Prize? All right. And again, if we get down to the bottom of the list, I'll go through again to make sure that everybody has one, but we will need to assign everybody to one of these. So if you really think that you're interested, just feel free to let us know. But the next one is the Baker Lake Youth Athletic Association. Okay, the next one is the Department of Culture and Heritage with the Government of Nunavut.
I can do that. I'm Ivan.
Okay, who's that, Ivan?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to put you down, Ivan. And again, I will say that if anybody needs any help contacting any of these organizations or finding some contact information, if you're struggling to find it, don't hesitate to ask us, and we'll help you do that. We have contacts to most of these organizations, so we can get you connected. So thanks for that, Ivan. I have you in there for the Department of Culture and Heritage. And you guys can check this link, too. I do believe it's on Moodle, but I will include it in my email tomorrow, too, just so you guys know who you have and you can check and just to make sure and you know who you have. So the next organization I have is the Government of Nunavut Sport and Recreation Division.
Yeah. My name is Andy.
All right, Andy, I got you for that one. All right, next one is Hockey Nunavut.
Oh, yeah, me, Manu.
Did I hear you, Manu?
Yes, you heard me, Corey.
All right, so Manu, I have you down for that one. The next one is the Iqaluit Taekwondo Society. Is anybody interested in finding information out about that organization?
Chastity.
All right. Sorry, Chastity, you'd like to do that one?
Yep.
All right. Get you in here, Chastity. Second. All right, next one is Nunavut Badminton Association. All right, next one is a new organization. It's called the Nunavut Arctic Sports Association.
Gavin, for badminton.
You want to do badminton, Gavin?
Yep.
All right, perfect. I got you for that one. And is there anybody for Nunavut Arctic Sports Association? All right, moving on. Is there anybody interested in the Nunavut Soccer Association? All right. Next up is Nunavut Basketball Association. Do we have anybody interested in finding more information out about that one?
Chad?
Or can I do it? Never mind.
That's okay. Who was that? Sorry, though. Sorry, I missed you. Is that Grace?
Chad?
No, I got you, Chad, but was that you, Grace, I spoke up to? Okay, so I think I have two left, Chastity and Giselle. Am I correct with being you guys being, or girls being the only two left and that don't have an organization? There's still plenty, but I just want to confirm.
No, I did Taekwondo. Yep.
Who was that, Giselle? You had Taekwondo?
No, Chastity.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I said it wrong. So I have, I have Grace and Giselle, sorry. Are you the only two that I don't have an association for yet?
I have the, I'm interested in the volleyball, you know it?
Okay, I see your names there. That's perfect, Giselle. And then Grace, I will rhyme off the remaining ones. If you want to tell me which one you would rather. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. Would you want me to do that? So I have Nunavut Table Tennis Association, Grace. I have Team Nunavut. I have the Recreation Department in your hamlet. I have either Tikitani, Kivalik, or Kitikmeot Inuit Association, and I have Rankin Inlet Fitness Society. Is there one of those you prefer? Maybe she's not on the call. Sorry, Grace, are you still on the call? Maybe you're on mute, or maybe you got disconnected.
All right, maybe
she got
it. It's Ivan.
Yep. Yeah.
Can I switch?
You want
to switch to recreation?
The recreation department in your hamlet?
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. I just made that switch for you, Ivan.
Thank you. Thanks, Corey.
And since I read that out, and since everybody's on the call, is there anybody else that, since I read out the remaining ones, is there anybody else that might want to switch their choice just based off hearing any other choices? All right. Hearing none, that sounds good. So thanks for being easy to choose. Easy to work with for that. Just a reminder that that RLA is due next Wednesday. And like I said, if you need any help contacting anybody from any one of those organizations, just feel free to contact Caroline or I, and we will get you in contact with the right person. We know everybody from an organization there, so we'll definitely be able to get you in contact with that. So does anybody have any questions on that RLA now that you have your organizations before we move on just to our last reminder?
Hey, Corey, it's Ivan again. Can I ask a question? Is it a PowerPoint or something?
No, so all you have to do for that, and when I say presentation, you don't have to do like a PowerPoint presentation or anything. It'll just be the same thing. So if you just go into the form, you can just type out your answers that you find. So if you just want to go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and type those into the form, that's all you have to do. So no need to put any extravagant presentation together or anything like that. You can just post to the form, and with your answers.
Thanks, Corey.
Not a problem. Is there any other questions on that before we move on? All right, perfect. And if anybody does think of any questions while you're doing that or anything comes up, again, like I said, just feel free to reach out to us. And one last thing I want to mention to you guys is an opportunity for some funding through some grant funding. So there is these grants called or that are called Rising Youth Organization, and they have some grants that are in that you can apply for $250, $750, or $1,500. These are for any events that you might want to do in your community, and it's specifically for youth. They have a whole bunch of money to try to give out for these grants to the territory, so they're looking at ways to give these out. So reason why I wanted to bring your attention to this, and I will send the link to their website if anybody wants to check them out and is more interested in it. But I wanted to mention it for one because as part of the program, as I'm sure everybody is aware, you will need to put on a community engagement project when we're done the training in your community. So this might be a perfect opportunity to maybe start thinking about your community engagement project and what you want to do. And you're more than welcome to apply to this funding for your community engagement project if you want. I actually encourage you to do that if you want to. I'm not saying you have to, but I think it would be a great opportunity if you did. So I just wanted to make everybody aware of that. Like I said, I will send an email out with an email with a web link to that if anybody wants to check it out. But if you do have an idea of what you might want to do for your community engagement project already, like I said, feel free to apply to that. If you want any support, if you would like to apply to that and you would like some support or some help putting an application together for it, just feel free to reach out to me, and I'm more than happy to help you with that. But yeah, just wanted to bring everybody's attention to that. Again, like I said, it could be a great opportunity for anyone who has an idea for the community engagement project already, or if you're doing any other events in your community, you can apply for it multiple times if you have multiple different events happening. So yeah, so encourage everybody to take a look at that. Other than that, that wraps up our call. Like I said, your RLA is due next Wednesday, so you have a week to complete that. If you do have any other outstanding RLAs, like I said, please get those in because that's what's going to get you selected for the summit, basically. So get those in ASAP if you have any outstanding. Also on Moodle, you will see that there's an opportunity to complete a feedback survey for the learning module. You're encouraged to do this by November 29th, and you can find the link straight through Moodle. So if you see that, please just click on that link and do that before November 29th. If anybody has any questions, feel free to stay on the line, and I'll stay on the line. And happy to answer any questions, but I am going to stop the recording now. So thank you, everybody, for joining our call. I hope you all have a good evening. And like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to stay on the line or happy to answer them through email. So thanks again, everybody, for your time, and I hope you have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Hi,
Corey.
Hi. Corey?
Yep.
I went to my reference today, and she told me that my mentor will be in this week, so.
So Kim's going to be back this week, Raymond?
Yeah, that's what she told me.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll just check with you next week sometime with that, just to see if Kim is back. And we'll go from there, but thanks for letting me know. Just want to get that in ASAP just to make sure that you do have a mentor and everything. But thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Bye, Raymond. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Is there anybody else who might be on the call? Okay, so no other questions.